BLM flies Somali flag over scene of Minnesota police shooting. By Bob Price on January 5, 2021. Black Lives Matter protesters in Minneapolis removed an American flag and replaced it with a Somali flag following the police shooting of a refugee who fired at police officers. The incident occurred as authorities attempted to stop the man as part of a firearms investigation. BLM protesters hoisted a Somali flag over the Holiday gas station where police officers shot and killed convicted felon Dololid during a traffic stop. Video shows it rammed multiple police cars and then fired at least one shot from inside his vehicle before being shot by police. Independent journalist Shane B. Murphy tweeted a video showing the Somali flag flying over the Holiday gas station. They're still going to protest against the officer-involved shooting in Minneapolis. Despite it being clear on body cam that the man attempted to ram officers with a vehicle and then fired a handgun at police, prior to officers returning fire, Murphy wrote. Hashtag Minneapolis. They're still going to protest against the officer-involved shooting in Minneapolis. Despite it being clear on body cam that the man attempted to ram officers with a vehicle and then fired a handgun at police, prior to officers returning fire. pic.twitter.com/jh4q30. Shane B. Murphy, at Shaner Murph, January 4, 2021. Another Twitter post shows the flag which replaced a U.S. flag that was reportedly removed and thrown on the ground. pic.twitter.com/m5abpsbk0u. Justin, at Dubin, January 4, 2021. The shooting followed a traffic stop where Minneapolis police were investigating it for illegally selling and possessing a firearm. On the evening of December 30, 2020, the members of the Minneapolis First Precinct Community Response Team, CRT, were attempting to conduct a purchase of a handgun using a confidential informant, C, from a person selling firearms illegally and prohibited from possessing firearms, a search warrant application reported by Fox 9 Minneapolis shows. Police say an informant purchased a MAC-10 high-capacity pistol from it. The convicted felon also stated he had additional firearms at his home. To wrap up this search warrant thread, investigators took nothing from hashtag Dololid family home in Eden Prairie. None of the items set forth in the search warrant were found. Judge Peter Cahill, presiding judge in hashtag George Floyd murder case, signed off on nighttime warrant. At fox9pic.twitter.com/jumwoki1. Paul Bloom, at Paul Bloom underscore Fox 9. January 4, 2021. A search of the Id family residence after the shooting did not appear to find any additional firearms. Law enforcement investigators did find a black and silver handgun in the car where Id was shot and killed. Breitbart News reported on Id's felony criminal history and those of multiple family members that would preclude any legal possession of firearms. Police arrested Id's brother, Muhammad Amin Baylid, 26. On December 5 for a charge of second-degree intentional murder, the Star Tribune revealed. In addition to the pending murder charge, he also has two drug-related convictions, two drunk driving convictions, an assault conviction, and one for disorderly conduct. He also has convictions for robbery and theft. Another brother, Dalalid, 25, is currently in prison following an assault conviction that occurred when he was a teen, the Star Tribune noted in another article. The Id family arrived from Somalia about 20 years ago, the local newspaper reported. Bob Price serves as associate editor and senior news contributor for the Breitbart Texas Border Team. He is an original member of the Breitbart Texas team. Price is a regular panelist on Fox 26 Houston's Sunday morning talk show, What's Your Point? Follow him on Twitter at Bob Price, Parler at Bob Price, and Facebook.